at 8:33, ladies and gentlemen, Indigo Girls.
I went to a wedding, I brought a song, folded up like a list of thanks at a praise-a-thon. The bride was snow white, the groom was strong, the trail was as endless as the day is long. Some days are fairy tales, some days black, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie could open up the sweet throats to serenade a king. That's a lot of heat to take and still be able to sing, sing, sing. It's not been proven hard to bring an ending star, and even easier to die from a broken heart. Oh, was it blunt force trauma from the fireworks? Someone is celebrating while another gets hurt. Some days are fairy tales, some days belie. The 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie could open up their sweet throats to serenade a king. 'Cause that's a lot of heat to take and still be able to sing. Now I see them in the night with their red, red wings alight, while the rocket's red glare gives proof through the night that something's not right, something's not right. In the book of Stephen, there is no prophecy when there was no need for God in the way things came to be. Some live by faith, some live by proof. They don't meet up on a friendly road or live under the same roof. Some days are fairy tales, some days black. 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie could open up their sweet throats to serenade a king. 'Cause that's a lot of heat to take and still be able to sing, 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 sing. And the birds fall sing hard like black rain, sing, dark in the with a port and stain. Sing. Beat like drums, sing. Beat like wings. Sing. Are we looking? Are we listening? Sing. 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 Sing.
Amy Ray and Emily Saliers are joining us live in the studio. Indigo Girls on 90.3 KNBA at 8:37. You're tuned to Morning Line. And I have goosebumps.
Early morning goosebumps?
Early morning goosebumps.
It's been years since we've sung this early.
That's just a, yeah. So I'm seeing...
Still clearing out all the grunge from the grunge show last night.
You know, I've read nothing but fabulous postings. I haven't talked to anybody who's actually been to the show yet, but I'm looking at Facebook. Well, I guess I did one person, but I'm looking at Facebook, all the postings going, yeah, it was awesome.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
So this is the part of the program of the little segment where disc jockey takes veteran artists and asks them all the inane questions that they've been asked 52 million times before. Okay, is that all right?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, cool.
Do it.
So one thing, of course, that perpetual question is, you know, talking about musical influences and things like that. So, but I want to turn that around just a little bit, because I forget where I read, like a year or so ago, an artist, a fine singer-songwriter, and I can't remember who, says point blank, if any female singer-songwriter says she wasn't influenced by Joni Mitchell, she's a liar. And I got to thinking about that. And nowadays, I mean, in 2014, if you ask young female singer-songwriters and others, not even going to restrict it to singer-songwriters or gender or anything, but now when you ask those people, you know, who are your main influences? And they say, oh, you know, like everybody else, Joni Mitchell, Ani DiFranco, Indigo Girls. What's that sort of a thing like to be in that sort of stature? This is not the really disc jockey kissing up time, but I'm just amazed. No, because you read, I mean, I read the bios and the liner notes, the one sheets that come all the records, and, you know, every day I'm reading one that says, influences, Indigo Girls. What does that do for you? I mean, it's certainly, you guys are not the type to get the big ego feed off of that, but it certainly says something about the remarkable impact that you've been able to have on your trade and your art.
I think if you stick around long enough, you're bound to influence somebody.
Perseverance.
I mean, for me, I Joni Mitchell, to me, is the preeminent songwriter. I was influenced by her heavily. And I still, although I've read probably every article ever written by her, and she's like, I don't want people to emulate me. But I often, yeah. Even in my new
songwriting.
Good luck
with that.
I know. I'm like, what would Joni do? Because I set her as the highest standard. So. But I think that we've had an emotional connection to our fans through the years, and that the songs are personal, but hopefully universal enough that people can take them on their journeys. And so that feels very gratifying, to have written and played music and have this experience with our listeners over the years that is meaningful to their lives. So for me, it's just, I'm grateful to even think, and I don't spend any time thinking about it unless I'm asked about it, but that has happening for people. It feels pretty good.
Looking back, and that was Emily, of course, speaking, but looking back a quarter of a century ago, Amy, would you have expected that we'd be having this conversation now?
No, I mean, we actually didn't. We didn't have a lot of long-term ambitions, you know, when we were, because we were so young when we started. We were 16, so... For us, you know, goals were like daily, sort of weekly goals, you know, like, and they were small. And I think we sort of stayed in that path.
The
in
baby,
some ways.
Baby step.
Yeah,
mode.
Just, yeah, just kind of not too long term of thinking and just trying to focus on the moment and then kind of what your next desire is. Like, oh, we want to make a record in August, kind of thing. Like, not like 25 years ago, we thought, let's make sure we're still together in 25 years. I think that. When we first started playing together, for me it was infectious, and I couldn't imagine not doing it. So it wasn't even a quantifiable thing, you know. I didn't have a sense of what time was even at that point. You know, I'm in high school and I'm immortal, fearless, you know. Yeah. And I
was a lot smarter in high school too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
Everything to me was like, no, this is, you know, the most amazing thing I've ever done, and I hope I never have to stop doing it, you know.
Well, you take a sort of a non-traditional approach to, and I mean, what's traditional anyway, but sort of a non-traditional approach to the way that you do your career together, the way that you do your lives, but you do the Indigo Girls career together, and you mentioned kind of the linear, you know, quantitative sort of aspect, Amy, but I mean... It seems to me, you know, as just a fan, like, you guys make space for life, you know, for family, for a lot of outside things. And as frankly, as beloved as you are, you know, Indigo Girls does not identify either one of you as individuals. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely fair to say. Yeah, I think very early on, when we first got signed to a major label and everything was kind of crazy and spinning, we tried to tour for long periods of time, and it was the only time I can recall in our period where we were miserable with what was going on in terms of touring and the plan. And so that was way, way back, like before 1990, we decided we will not tour like that.
Well, that was after you got that, you know, instant boom, Grammy.
Yeah,
and, you know,
we're totally like a family first band, and that goes for our crew and people, management, everybody associated with us. And so, and now both Amy and I have little kids, which has changed everything. And Amy just released her fifth solo record, and
I'm so stoked she brought us in a copy.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really, truly is a great record. And I co-own a restaurant. I do programs with my dad. He's a theologian. We wrote books together. Just to make it a shorter answer to your question, we have a lot of other creative outlets and individual facets of our lives that make coming back to be Indigo Girls exciting and fresh. And as Indigo Girls, we like to keep making new records and keep on top of our website, and which we're reworking right now, and stuff like that. So it's all good. There's a good balance.
Fabulous. And I want to talk about some of the stuff off your website in a minute or two. 844 on Morning Line, 90.3 KNBA. Ready for another one?
Yeah. We could do Buffy.
Would you? This is very kind
for you.
This is very kind.
We just practiced it in the hallway. I mean, because we've never done it as a duo.
Buffy St. Marie's 73rd birthday today, and all I could think of is, I wonder if they'd, you know, if they would do. And
happy birthday, Buffy.
We love Buffy. Love her.
We recorded this song with a band, and typically when we're playing like benefit, our group Honor the Earth, we just play with whoever else is playing the show, so it becomes like a group song, and everybody takes verses. So we don't often remember all the verses alone.
So hopefully we will.
We're going to try it and see what happens. Y'all sing along. That way it'll make it easier for us.
Happy birthday, a song by Buffy St. Marie. Indian legislation's on the desk of a do-right congressman, but he don't know much about the issues, so he picks up the phone and ask the advice of the senator out in Indian country, a darling of the energy companies, ripping off what's left of the reservation.
I learned a safety rule. I don't know who to thank. Don't stand between the reservation and the corporate bank. They're sending federal tanks. It isn't nice, but it's reality. Bury my heart at wounded knee, deep in the earth. Won't you cover me with pretty lies? Bury my heart at wounded knee.
We got these energy companies who want to take the land. We got churches by the dozens trying to guide our hand
to turn our Mother Earth over to pollution, war, and greed. No, no.
Bury my heart at wounded knee.
Bury my heart at wounded knee.
Deep in the earth.
Bury my heart at wounded knee.
Cover me with pretty lies.
Bury my heart at wounded knee.
Bury my heart at wounded knee.
Bury my heart at wounded knee. We got the federal marshals, we got the covert spies, we got the liars by the fire, we got the FBI, lying court and getting nailed, still in her belt here, goes on to jail, but the bullets don't match the guns, so bury my heart at wounded knee,
late for the reservation,
bury my heart at wounded knee,
it was transferred a secret,
bury my heart at wounded knee,
oh, you got murder and intimidation.
Bury my heart at wounded knee.
My girlfriend Anna May talked about uranium. Her head was full of bullets and her body dumped. The FBI cut off her hands and told us she died of exposure. Bury my heart at wounded knee.
Bury my heart at wounded knee. My heart at wounded knee.
Oh, you're gonna cover me with pretty lies.
Bury my heart at wounded knee.
Bury my heart at wounded knee.
Bury my heart at wounded knee.
Hey.
Yeah. learned to crawl. Now our history is written in a liar's scrawl. They told me, honey, don't worry about it and don't be so uptight. You can still be an Indian down at the Wild on Saturday night. Oh, bear my heart at wounded knee.
Bear my heart at wounded knee.
Sit deep in the earth.
Bear my heart at wounded knee.
Gonna cover me with pretty lies.
Bear my heart at wounded knee.
Bear my heart at wounded knee.
Bear my heart at wounded knee.
Yeah.
Oh, bury my
heart. Hateful reservation.
Indigo Girls are playing for us live this morning on 90.3 KMBA. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Buffy.
Thank Buffy for that song. That's a great song.
Man, I appreciate you doing that. It was kind of a silly request for this early in the morning when you do it with a band. But
no, that was fun.
Yeah, it's
out.
Just so obliging, so accommodating. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, Stairway to Heaven. No, no.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I want to.
Well, we can do Freebird, though.
Freebird. Well, I almost said Freebird, yeah. Which would be the lesser of the evil cliche. So, now, obviously, Buffy is a very important person to you all, as are a lot of people. But, we could talk for hours and hours about your activism, and I know that you probably don't like to talk about yourself a lot in those sorts of terms, but the work you've done for environmental issues, for LGBT rights, for women's rights, and particularly close to our hearts here at KMBA, is the work that you do for a lot of Native organizations. Talk about Honor the Earth for a second.
Sure, we started. Honor the Earth in the early 90s, I think it was 93. We were doing some environmental work, and we met a Native activist, Winona LaDuke, at an Earth Day show. And we had never met her. She was speaking about her perspective on environmentalism and Native environmentalism specifically. And Emily and I were, like, so moved and everything that we asked to see Winona after the show. And we just put our heads together and decided to start a group. And the purpose of it would be to build a bridge between Native and non-Native communities and sort of illuminate the issues a little bit more and amplify the voices of people that were doing all the work in Native environmental and cultural sustainability issues. And we would do shows to raise money and raise awareness and wage sort of leverage political support in our communities and support the ones in their communities doing work. So it's been going ever since, and we raise money and we give grants to Native run environmental and cultural organizations and to do the work they do. And we have a board of I think there's about 8 people on our board right now, and they're from all over the different Americas. Like, you know, we have Canadian representation, and we do everything, and it's basically North American work. And we've done a little bit down south with the Chiapas, with the Zapatistas in Chiapas, and a few projects we did a while back at Central America, South America, kind of supporting some indigenous folks down there. But that was quite a long time ago, that work was. So, and in Alaska, we worked with the Eaks and the Gwich'in, and we've done a few things up here. So basically, we just kind of fund groups that are doing all the hard work. You know what I mean? Right now, we're focusing a whole lot on tar sands issues, and so we've been, because it's just so tied in with so many different things. So we focused a lot on that. We focused a lot on energy issues, and we support groups that are trying to find, sort of create renewable energy models within their communities and stuff.
Well, bless your hearts. Thank you for all that you do.
It's changed
our
lives.
Well, they're doing the work. We're just getting the money for them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's not discount the import of those resources.
Well, I think, too, connecting the issues. It's not us and them. It's this work that's being done is for everybody and for sustenance.
Yeah.
So it's very powerful work.
Thanks for putting it that way. That's very important. Okay, I got to ask for one more. Can we do one more?
Maybe we should share the moon.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
We're going to do a song from our latest studio record, came out in 2011. It was Beauty Queen Sister. And for your listeners, Amy and I are going back in the studio this August to make a new record.
All right.
But I'm Amy's personal agent for today. She's got a new record called Goodnight Tender, and it is really just a very special record. So
Emily wanted me to play a song from it, but I think it's going to be better if we end with an Indigo Girls song.
But maybe, y'all buy her record.
Maybe y'all can play a song from it on the station or something.
You know it.
It's called Goodnight Tender.
Emily's like my manager
I'm
right
her
now.
Manager.
All right, this is called it's called Share the Moon, and it's a love song, and I wrote it I wrote it at like 3 in the morning at a little hotel called the Battlefield Inn in Greensboro, North Carolina. I remember it so vividly. And I was missing my life at home back in Georgia, which is not very far away from North Carolina. Now that I'm in Alaska, I realize the proximity of that. Just a hop, skip, and a jump away. Okay, here we go. We'll try it. I can go one day without calling, 2 days without bawling, 3 days without missing, but a lifetime with no kissing you. It's something that I just can't do. But I wish I could be there to share the moon. I got more back for the breaking, more callous for making, a lifetime for the aching. I got no need to run this battery down. I'm just trying to get the stains out. And I wish I could be there to share the moon. Hey Lala, I'm gonna love you till it hurts. I don't mind if I do. Hey Lala, I'm gonna love you till it works. I got no mind to lose. Trash heap burning, them fireflies are returning. Nightfall is softly chirping. One trailer light is staying on till dawn. I wonder who it's waiting on. I wish I could be there to share the moon. Hey Lala, I'm gonna love you till it hurts. I don't mind if I do. Hey Lala, I'm gonna love you till it works. I got no mind to lose.
Track number one from Beauty Queen Sister.
That's the snotty version of it. Sorry about that. I've got like things on my vocal cords or something, like little pieces of mucus or something.
Well, this is really cool because I'm getting over from a cold and I've got my mic turned off and I just turn away from the microphone. I go over in the corner and go.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's terrible. It's a It's a bad thing in the morning. But,
it's a wintry mix.
But the record version's great.
No, that was beautiful. I can't thank you guys enough. Indigo Girls, by the way, on 90.3 KMBA. We're a minute away from going into National Native News and Native America Calling. I got to ask you about one thing real quick. So the 15-second answer, I guess. You guys are doing the cruise thing, like these Kamayo cruises that all been done. You're going on one of those. It's not Kamayo, but you're doing something cool with women artists.
We did a cruise.
Oh, you did
with
it
Olivia Records. Olivia Cruises, yeah, and it was great. And it was an equality and leadership cruise. So we had speakers and panels about stuff, but also music, and it was all women, and it was awesome.
Olivia's a great, great, great group with a strong history. Yeah. Important.
So, and you got to go out and be strong and powerful and
get seasick.
United and have glasses of beverages with little umbrellas and
yeah, hey, sort of.
Listen, I know that you're going to be you got another show outside in Lower 48 in a couple of days, and make sure you can, next time you're in Alaska, come by and see us.
We will.
Thanks
it's
for having
a,
us.
Been a, just a great pleasure.
It's been great to be here.
Amy Ray and Emily Sillars, the Indigo Girls on 90.3 KMBA, and that is it for Morning Line. Till tomorrow when it is TGIF. Until then, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids. Don't forget the KMBA art auction.